I find this desire to discover European or Asian elements in ancient American societies fascinating. I think it's because the similarities between the cultures of the old and the new worlds are so strong. Both produced pyramids and mummification, temples and priestly rituals, social structures and buildings that function in similar ways, that scholars found it hard to believe that these American cultures could have evolved like this in isolation. But they did. At only 5 inches high, the mask is obviously far too small to have been worn over anybody's face, and is much more likely you'd have worn this round your neck or in a headdress, possibly for some kind of ceremony. Small holes have been bored at the edges and at the top of the mask, so you could easily fasten it with a bit of twine or thread. On either cheek you can see what, to my European eyes, look like two candles standing on a holder. To the eyes of the great Olmec specialist, Karl Tauber, they're more likely to be the cardinal points of the compass, and they suggest that this person may have been a king.
For the Olmec, we have these great colossal heads, we have thrones, portraits of kings, and very often, important here too, is the concept of centrality. And so on this finely carved serpentine mask, we see four elements on the cheek, which are probably the four directions. And so for the Olmec, a major concern were the world directions and world center, with the king being the pivotal world axis in the world center.